This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Police have arrested the husband of a local Catholic bishop's housekeeper on suspicion of murder. Bishop David O'Connell was killed in his Hacienda Heights home on Saturday afternoon. At a press conference yesterday, Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez teared up while sharing what Bishop O'Connell meant to the city.
Every day he worked to show compassion to the poor, to the homeless, to the immigrant, and to all those living on society's margins. And we are very sad to lose him. Let's keep praying for Bishop Dave and his family. And let's keep praying for law enforcement officials.
Bishop O'Connell served the Catholic community here in Los Angeles for more than 40 years. He worked mainly in South LA and tried to make peace between gang members. He also worked with immigrants and the unhoused. Joining us to talk about his legacy in Los Angeles is Mary McNamara. She's a columnist and critic for the Los Angeles Times, and she had a personal relationship with O'Connell and wrote about him in her latest column. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you. Well, how did you meet him? How did you meet Bishop O'Connell?
I was asked to do a story. This was 20 years ago when obviously the sex abuse scandals were roiling the church, in particular the LA Archdiocese. And an editor asked if I would do a story about like a day in the life of an ordinary priest, how they were coping, how, you know, what their feelings were towards the revelations and the Archdiocese and then Archbishop Roger Mahoney. So, after going through a bunch of, you know, suggestions, I came up with David O'Connell, who was a Monsignor at the time, and who was not exactly ordinary because he was the pastor of two parishes at the time, but he seemed to be a good candidate. And so I spent a few days with him.
What were his feelings about the sex abuse scandal and all the allegations?
Well, he was horrified and he did not think that the Archdiocese was handling it well at all. And in fact, when I called him, he was like, are you part of the Mahoney's new PR campaign? Because he wasn't interested in being like sort of used as, and which endeared him to me because I was like, okay, well, here's somebody who's a straight shooter and we'll talk about it. And he had, you know, many, you know, thoughts about it. And one of the things that he said was, you know, that there should be female priests, the clergy and the Catholic Church should be married. And if there were, you know, those kind of people present, that this problem wouldn't have been allowed to happen. And when the piece came out, he told me later, everybody said, well, there goes your chance for becoming a bishop. So when he became a bishop, I called him and said, congratulations. He said, well, no thanks to you. And I'm like, you
said. Well, so what was, you know, back then, what was a day in the life like for him? What did he do?
Oh my gosh, he did everything. And in fact, you know, as a journalist, I asked, can I tail you for a day? And the day was so busy just going from, you know, prayer to mass, to prayer circles, to school meetings, to activism meetings. He was very much a community activist in terms of dealing with, you know, local politicians and other church officials to try to come up with programs that could help the community, not just the Catholic community, but just sort of the community in general. You know, going to, give communion to people who are homebound, dealing with people in crisis. I mean, I was exhausted at the end of the first day. And actually, I was also, this sounds terrible, a little suspicious, because like you ask people, oh, I'll follow you for a day. And of course, you know, sometimes they pick the day where they will look the busiest or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I actually went back a couple of times to just sort of follow him around. And every day was like that. He worked from daybreak to, you know, almost midnight, almost every single day, just nonstop. It was, you know, pretty astonishing.
Wow. And so you developed a relationship with him on again, off again, I guess, over the next 20 years. And what was that like?
Well, I mean, it was, we did it, you know, I don't usually keep in touch with the people that I interview, but I was just, I was filled with admiration for him because I think anyone who can remain dedicated to a life of service for that many years, I just don't know how people do it without becoming discouraged, without, you know, needing, you know, a huge break in the middle of it or whatever. And so he would call me when something was happening, you know, that he thought the paper should be covering, some initiative, some new project, some fundraising project. I would call him just to check in, just to see how things were going at the various schools. And we had lunch a few times. And when I moved, as I say in the piece, I had told him early on that I was Catholic, but I had stopped going to Mass and that I was, in fact, going to the Episcopal Church because of my feelings about, you know, the things that were happening in the Catholic Church. And so he would always not put pressure on me, but always like laughingly say, "Are you back yet? Have you gone back to Mass yet? Come back to the Catholic."
And I'm like, did you consider it?
I went to, I saw him celebrate Mass a couple of times, and that was very fun. And I really appreciated that. And, you know, I told him if there were more people in the hierarchy of the Catholic Church who were like Bishop O'Connell, then yeah, I would have gone back.
Yeah. Well, you write that he restored your faith in faith. How did he do that?
He did. Because it was like, he reminded me of the good priests, the reason that good people become priests and why they become priests and not just social activists or teachers or other kinds of caretakers, because his faith in the teachings of Jesus Christ as written in the New Testament was deep and sincere. And he believed that it could change the world and change the city and change people's lives. And he did that. I mean, he used that teaching to do exactly that, to make the world and the city better, the lives of the people around him better. And I had forgotten, you know, with all of the scandals and all of the terrible news, and also just, you know, the dwindling number of priests and all of that, you forget what the job is supposed to be. And you forget that faith can become, I want to say activism, but change, that it can be used as a power for very good change. And I was very grateful for him for that, grateful to him for that.
Well, I'm grateful you came on the show today to share your memories of Bishop David O'Connell. Mary McNamara is a columnist and critic for the LA Times. Mary, thank you.
Thank you.
And that'll do it for us today on Press Play. Thank you for listening. I'm Madeline Brand, and I'll see you tomorrow.